Hello and welcome to episode 29. This is Big Fat Dangus, and I'm joined by Vote Mage, as well as a slew of friends, on the only show that makes all the crypto tards say, "I'm a bad, bad chipmunk girl." This is the T-Lolcast. What's up?
How's it going? You know that Neary already has fantasies about her, for sure.
I would be concerned if he didn't.
He still pines for Cinnabons. I mean, the guy just doesn't get over things.
It's gross on a lot of levels. It really is. But not as gross as this Ellison chick. My God. So you know how a lot of people, probably including most people here, have always had kind of a nagging feeling that this whole Ukraine thing was some kind of giant money laundering operation? Well, it is. Wouldn't you say so, Vote Mage?
I mean, it's like, you know, everything that happens in crypto seems to be like an unbelievable disaster that you've never seen before. You know, you had like the Luna thing, right? That was a more recent one. And then like this one just puts that to shame, right?
It blows it right out of the water.
A 10 to 100x factor. And like just like the complexity of it and the amount of money and the amount of people fucked over, the ugliness of the people involved.
You got to remember, we are physiognomy enjoyers on this show, and man, did that pay off this time. Whoa. Well, I guess before, this is a big topic. It's long. Before we dive right into it, I do want to sort of give a shout out to all of our regulars here. Show seems to be doing well. So I found a little pick-me-up here.
Hey, King. Your balls are hanging really low today. Keep it up.
Let's not use that video.
Yeah, you know, you gotta give an attaboy every once in a while. But yeah, yes, has anyone
ever had a woman ever say that to them? Just throwing that out there. Anybody?
I can't say so. I almost think it may have been a little bit of a bit.
Oh, no way. And everything on the internet is a genuine, you know, reality TV moment.
Yes, especially TikTok.
Is that even a compliment? I mean, like, so your balls are hanging low? How is that? Like, how are you supposed to take that?
That means you're like a 60-year-old man, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we may never know, but it's the spirit of the thing, not the actual words. So you know. So which tentacle shall we grab first here, Vote Mage, on this big ass FTX meltdown thing?
I don't want to talk about everything because I feel like, generally speaking, most people probably know something about it, but so I think we should try to like focus on some critical aspects. But I'll summarize. Yeah.
All right.
So FTX was an exchange started by a Jew who used to work at a trading exchange, and then he was like, and he was on a crypto desk on that exchange, and he's like, wait a minute, I could just do this myself. So he like quit, and then his mommy, who had a lot of money, is also heavily involved in democratic initiatives. Was like, here, son, start your company. So he started this trading firm called FTX, which is just a, you know, crypto exchange, centralized, like, you know, Coinbase or Gemini or Kraken, whatever you want. You know, it's not really, on the surface, it didn't seem that different than anything else. It had some really suspicious earning percentages. It had this FT token or FTT token that is its own token, and it's essentially meaningless. But other than that, like, you know, like Binance invested in them, like there's a lot of institutional investors, like in general, people were falling for whatever they were playing, selling.
They were like an overnight success in to an almost sort of suspicious degree.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, this CEO Binance, what I'll call CZ, that's his like, and the other guy is SPF, Sam Bankman-Fried,
I love how his name was like perfectly pre-tailored for all the puns that we
kind of
made.
Yeah, I know.
Sam Bankman fraud, you know.
That's nominal determinism, in case you're wondering. Yeah. So the Binance head who invested, like I said, invested in this company was like, there's like a leaked balance sheet about how, I can't remember, I think it's the leak was on Alameda having like a ridiculous amount of FT tokens.
Leverage, I believe, right?
Yeah. Well, he used customer funds to basically buy his own shit coin, right? And he did it via an alternate company, which was basically like the trading side of the exchange, which, by the way, you can't do in any regular stock exchange, right? Like, you know, New York Stock Exchange can't trade your money, right? They can't do that. But in crypto, which is unregulated, and I'm not saying it should be regulated, but because it's unregulated, you know, you can essentially operate two arms that are in cahoots with each other to monetize other people.
Yeah, it's like one of those old troll comics where it's like there's a magnet hanging in front of the car and it makes the car go, you know.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, so CZ saw something suspicious about the balance sheet, and related to these stable coins that, you know, FTX had. And he talks some shit about him on Twitter, and he says be wary of these guys, and he's like, I'm gonna like pull out from my investments.
Yeah,
and
he basically said he was gonna sell all of it because of recent revelations, which was the CoinDesk expose.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the leak. Yeah. So what's that's already suspicious, by the way, but like his approach to it, right? It's like, why is he like tweeting this information out? If anything, he loses money by doing that, right? Because like, if he wanted to pull his position out, now he's telling everyone else to do it, and he has to compete now for like a better sell price. So he must have a motive, right? That is beyond just like benevolence here, right?
Which was at the time that he wanted to actually buy the company, I believe.
Well, that seems to definitely be one angle, because so this caused the FTT token to crash, which subsequently caused FTX to crash and its sister company Alameda, because they were mostly invested in that shitcoin that had literally no value, and they printed it as they chose, right?
it was basically a run, and between the two of them, the two companies didn't have anywhere near enough actual money to cover it.
Yeah, I think it's like 9-1 or 10-1 leverage, basically, something along those lines. We're talking about 9 billion to 1 billion, or less than 1 billion, I think. So, you know, CZ was like, oh, I'll buy your company and save you, right? And I don't think he even knew how bad it was, you know? So he was like, he actually probably intended to buy it, right? And then, like, he actually looked at the books and he's like, this is, like, a toxic asset. There's no fucking way I'm touching this, right? And then he changed his mind, and then FTX went to complete shit. And then what happened then? Everyone started looking at FTX more carefully to see what happened, right?
Yes, and it came to light then, or around then, that there was a back door in the software that allowed SBF to steal $2 billion.
Yep.
So if that doesn't jank your books up, I'm not sure what does.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, you know? Like, so what did they use this customer money for, you might ask, that they're basically like leveraging and spending on? Anyone get any guesses in the room?
Yeah.
Let's go with election fraud.
Yes.
Funneling the money to Ukraine, who in turn starts buying more of the FTX exchange's coins, which then goes directly into the Democratic Party in America.
Yes, it's all very circular, almost as if it were a washing machine of some kind. So it turns out this SBF guy, over just the last couple of years, is second only to George Soros in terms of Democrat donations.
Yeah, 60 million, I think. Is it something like that? Yeah,
somewhere around there. Yeah, yeah. A huge amount of money, even for a big Democrat political action committee.
Yeah, we're talking about a guy, what, he's like under 30?
I believe he's 30 now, but he was 29 at the time. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And he's already titties somehow. Yeah, I guess he's talented at two different things.
It's the genetics.
He has bitch titties because he's vegan.
This is true. That's another good point about him.
Of course he is.
Why don't we play that clip about how... Okay, so all this thing went down. And we're talking about customers bought Bitcoin on his exchange, and they never had Bitcoin, ever. You know, that's how
it was just an IOU in the terms of IOU.
Yeah, we're talking about billions of dollars. And I think, I don't know, at least millions of customers. I can't remember how many customers.
So we've given it sort of the real world rundown. Why don't we let Wojak tell the tale for us here? Just as a quick summary. What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to do the Wojak or the video of him being a philanthropist. Yeah. Philanthropist. Either one's fine.
FTX to the moon. Binance just sent a proposition to acquire FTX. More information soon. This is not possible. It's not going to happen. Let's buy the dip. FTX has liquidity issues. It's the end, guys. I'm sorry. They have a plan. It's one of the largest exchanges.
We do not have a plan. That means it could never go wrong.
Yeah, so
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Many such.
So, but before we talk about how, like, how the media is defending this guy in some subtle ways, I wanted to mention that what was it? It was important. I already forgot. Oh, okay. That. I forgot.
That's all right. It's all right. There's more.
But it's important though.
To hit up.
Why would anybody trust this fat kid? Like, I mean, this guy has no credibility whatsoever. Why would anybody trust this kid to run anything?
Because it's a Ponzi scheme, so everybody's money was skyrocketing. When you see the returns, you're just like, oh, I want a piece of that, no matter what's going on.
Yes. Okay, now I remember. So he lied to the bitter end. So he basically, so when FTX, like, you know, Europe or whatever the fuck, it's in the Bahamas. The FTX Bahamas exchange started going under, and he's like, it's over, like in the Wojak video. At the same time, he was like, FTX US is fine. You know, everything is, all the assets are backed 1-to-1. And he like gave the thumbs up on Twitter, right? And like, I remember I was at work when I saw that the other day, and I was like, I sent it to my buddy. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Right. Yeah, the 1-to-1 backup thing is a total lie, and he must have known at that point.
Yeah, but the FTX US was fine at the time, right? So like, he was just lying through his teeth, you know. And my friend actually was like, wasn't convinced that he was full of shit. He was like, well, these things are highly regulated. I'm like, dude, it's not in New York City. This is like
highly regulated. What?
But I'm saying, but it's not in some states. He might be accurate, right? But like, if it's not New York, it's not highly regulated if it's crypto. You know, like Coinbase in San Francisco, they do whatever the fuck they want, you know, as an example. You know, so like I was like, he's so full of shit. He's just buying time, right? And then lo and behold, FTX US is also fucked and also filing for bankruptcy. Literally like a day after he said that.
And just look at and listen to this guy in terms of like his physiognomy and his trustworthiness just from appearance and sound. I mean, goddamn.
But Sam is not a traditional billionaire because he believes in the concept of earn to give, which means his goal as a human is to make as much money as possible just to give it away. Earn to give. And that's exactly what he's doing.
So let's say that you have $100 and you want to figure out what you can do with it to help the
world. I love that he's holding it.
To give is thinking about which causes, which charities save the most lives per dollar. This $100 can go as far as it possibly can to help the world.
Last year, this 29-year-old guy donated $50 million. Next year, he's planning to donate $500 million a year. And next decade, he will probably give away more than $10 billion.
The amount of good that you can do for the future of the world is really large, and it's way more than you can do to actually make yourself happy.
Yeah, the amount of good you can do, like stealing $2 billion of your client's money. That's, you know, so much good.
Yeah, and he has like a series of tweets where he's basically saying the ends justify the means now as well.
He also had a series of DMs that someone leaked where he basically made the argument that, each individual component of these things seemed okay at the time. It was only when you put them all together that it seems bad. Reminder that this guy's a Jew, and that's very classic pill pull type stuff.
Can I go back to the point that this guy looks absolutely ridiculous? I mean, I wouldn't hire this kid to babysit my children. I mean, for one, he looks like a pedophile, so I definitely wouldn't hire him as a babysitter. But I wouldn't hire him to rake my yard or anything. Like, this fat kid's worthless, obviously.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would. That's why he had to do his own thing.
Did you see the girl involved too? She's even more.
Oh, we're getting to her. We're getting to her.
Yeah. No, one thing I want to talk about, the whole Democrat thing. So remember how, like, I don't remember who first discussed this in political circles. Remember how, like, when AOC got elected, there's like some speculation that it was like a very targeted, like there's like a higher, you know, like a higher group, like a higher order group of people that were basically saying, okay, statistically, where do we plant candidates to like get gain seats or gain power? And like, and they basically speculated that AOC was one of those like people chosen for that role. Like they just, you know, they basically went over the, over all states, over all elections. Like, where do we influence things the most? I mean, they had like statistical models for it. And it turns out that that is exactly what SPF's mom was doing. It's called Mind the Gap.
Which is a weird name.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, it's pretty informative, you know, like, yeah. So it says it's been quietly retaining millions of dollars to Democratic candidates and groups across the country in 2018, 2020 elections, emerging as a new power center in Silicon Valley political scene. And it's so far it avoided public detection. Although that's not really true. I would say that I've seen some pundits that kind of figured out that something weird was going on, how Democrats were choosing candidates in elections. I think Democrats are just smarter. Like, they're more sophisticated than Republicans.
They're
like
definitely more shameless. Levels. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're just like, they're ruthless. Like they really are like playing the game, you know, and like Republicans are fucking chumps. It's just another example of it here.
So why don't we move over to good old Catherine Ellison here, man. And I want everyone to make sure you catch the donkey bray of a laugh she has at the end here.
Yeah, absolutely could pull it off without my math degree. Use very little math. Use a lot of like elementary school math. Being comfortable with risk is very important. We tend not to have things like stop losses. I think those aren't necessarily a great risk management tool. I'm trying to think of a good example of a trade where I've
who needs stop
lost
losses?
A ton of money.
I can think of one.
Well, I don't know. I probably don't want to go into specifics too much with that.
Did you hear that fucking laugh? Oh my god!
I think she does it when she climaxes. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that,
nice visual there, vote.
Oh, wait for it, Gray. So speaking of that, this Catherine Ellison girl evidently was a frequenter of the Biz board on 4chan. And she was big into rape fantasies there. She went by a certain trip code called Yahweh Loves You, because of course she did. And some of these screenshots here are pretty rough on the eyes. She goes, I just ask you guys to come fuck the chipmunk. Congrats, you mind broke me. I'm a filthy, worthless, dirty chipmunk. That's right. I am disgusting with rat hair. Having sex with me is bestiality. I am a chipmunk girl, in all caps.
All right, I'm definitely clipping that so I can use it against you in the future.
I was going to say, Leper's Bell, if you want to get back at me for sound clipping, because Yule, I just gave you quite a head start there. a little something from me to you. So, yeah, anyway, this is what would the adjective be? Unhinged? Disturbed? I mean, this is someone with a fucked up head.
Degenerate Jews. That's what we're saying over again.
Yep. In Israel, they had to ban Nazi fetish porn because they're getting into it so much.
That's incredible.
Of course, if you ban it, that just makes it, you know, more appealing, probably. So I wonder how that worked out. I wonder, but I don't really want to know. And then I guess we should sort of move towards wrapping this segment up, but I don't think it can be overstressed how much of a money laundering cycle this was from U.S. taxpayers via Joe Biden to Ukraine, to FTX, and then back to the Democrats.
Yeah, and then here's the thing I want to close on with this, is that one reason I want to play that video is, like, nothing's really changed since that video. Like, every interview he has or whatever, you know, puff piece you're going to read, it's kind of, I mean, It's not like vindicating him, but it's really playing this fine line where it tries to like make him seem like he's a victim almost.
Yes. The classic example of that is an article in New York Times where someone did a word search on the entire article, and they searched for things like fraud, things like scam, and words of that nature. And it was all zero. Like, it was a total puff piece.
Yeah. It's amazing that he's like one of the greatest villains in crypto ever, and possibly in finance ever, right? And this is, and they're really like giving him this out because, well, he was benevolent at heart, even though he ripped off millions of customers in the process.
And the thing about it is, you know, these big publications, especially someplace like the New York Times, they are big beneficiaries of Democrat people, of donations made to the Democrat machine. Like a lot of that shit comes back to them. And so basically their fear is it would seem that, you know, people start suing FTX to try to get some of their money back. And it is possible to do that, at least in part. The money is going to be traced to where it ended up. And a lot of it's going to be shown to have ended up with places like the New York Times. So that's why they're buttering this guy's balls. It's disgusting.
Yeah, and plus it's just, it's all part of the same Democratic machine we've seen over and over again, right? It's not, in that sense, it's not surprising. And also, it's not as big of a news as you would think. That's the other thing. It's like, it's a little subdued to me based on its intensity.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Bernie Madoff scale fraud that was exposed, and it's all just kind of like, oh, his company just grew too fast. You know, he's too young. He's inexperienced. You know, they were making all these.
Yeah, it's like boys
excuses.
Will be boys. You know.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he just made a little mistake. You know, billions of dollars. It's whatever. It's fine.
Coincidences will be coincidences.
With an yeah. H, yes.
It's basically just normalizing this kind of catastrophe, this economic terrorism.
Yep. Yeah, and then it almost seems like a side goal of theirs was to have, you know, crypto regulation pushed, because now, boy, do you have the perfect excuse for it now.
Yeah, that's the worst part about this. Everyone's going to like clamor for crypto regulation, and crypto regulation equals crypto useless, fundamentally. It's like...
Yeah, you know, in terms of what it was supposed to be used for. Yeah.
So I will make a plug for DEXs. So decentralized exchanges do not have this problem. Because, like, you know, no one owns it in some sense, right? There's no, everything is above surface, but like the code is above surface. The transactions are all above surface. So if you're worried about these kind of things, those are actually the safe, they're more clunky, but they're the safer place to actually trade and have a wallet at.
Well, you still need a number of, even though it's quote decentralized, unquote, you still need a number that are centralized to do the validations, whether the transactions were.
Well, yeah, you have to trust the blockchain. Sure.
Right. So there are a few key points.
But this blockchain itself is not decentralized. Not centralized. I mean, but you know, the only thing that's centralized is maybe how it's managed and things. Right. But anyway, well, I don't want to go into too technical discussion. I just wanted to plug that.
Sure.
That DEXs are centralized exchanges are inherently broken. And this is like a symptom of that brokenness. It's not regulation, you know.
So all this is kind of has an air of gloom and doom to it. It's a bit of a downer, and it all kind of begs the question: is that really being black-pilled and doomer-pilled, or is that just reality? What do you think?
I get depressed a lot. I don't know if everyone here gets depressed, but depression's interesting because people who don't get depressed, they always think that you're sad. No, sadness and depression are very different things, right? Sadness is like something happens in your life. And temporarily you feel sad about it. Depression is a medical condition where you see things for what they are. That's what depression is. People are like, hey, what's wrong? You're like, but I don't know, the truth? Like, what do you not see? Like, they try to medicate you when you're depressed, which I think is kind of up. They have those commercials.
Unabomber
like,
vibes.
Like, something wrong with you. Like, are you down? Are you a little rain cloud hopping around? Take this drug, turn that rain into sunshine. It's like, yeah, but maybe I'm down because I noticed that the world is f***ed up. Like, what are you not... Like, happy people, what the f***? Like, what are you not seeing?
I think that shit almost...
Shouldn't happy
day.
People be medicated? Isn't that the illness...
He goes on, but I thought that was kind of a funny point. It's like, yeah, you know, I've been having this sense of things for a couple of years now. It's like, if you see someone who's bouncing down the road and they're just having a great time, it's like, what the fuck is your problem? Are you not paying attention?
It's like, how dare you enjoy life?
Exactly. Get with it.
I did a video about this on my YouTube that also got showed, but... it's actually backed up on my Rumble, and I was talking about how depression is good because depression is an indicator you need to make life changes.
Yeah, or that you're just paying attention at a basic level these days.
Right, but some people are of the mindset, they know that the world's fucked up, they know everything is screwed up, so they just focus locally on their family and friends and pretty much just ignore the Jew world surrounding them. That might be a decent idea until they come for you, but in the meantime, that's why they might be happy.
That's basically what we're all doing.
Right. Anything's a decent idea until they come for you, right? Yeah.
And I think that's part of the, they're really not blocking out that Jew world. They're putting their nose into things like Twitter and Facebook, where they're seeing the highlights of other people's lives and they're comparing that to their everyday experience.
Yeah, that's why, man, social media is cancer.
It really exaggerates some of the worst parts of society. It definitely does that.
Right, and what they're presenting is an illusion on those Instagrams and Twitters, et cetera. I would highly suspect that 99% of those people that seem like they're living a great life are actually living in misery.
Yeah, yeah.
There'll be some, like, you know, like, perfect mother, like, you know, in a kitchen with, like, she looks like a model, and she's, like, cooking and making every, you know, complicated cake or something. And in reality, she probably spent, like, 3 hours prepping that one scene to put on Instagram.
I was talking more about the girls with big tits.
Well, I'm saying, but both of them are kind of with the same idea, though, right? They're just, like...
I think, you know, probably even a worse aspect is that they will spend hours and hours and hours, probably the rest of their day, like, checking on reactions and comments.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good, that's actually a great tie-up on it, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're obsessed with the... with that adrenaline you get from that upvote.
Well, hey, speaking of social media, how about this wonderful, fantastic $8 blue checkmark idea that went really well? This is the verification annihilation segment in the notes. I don't know if y'all were following these. So basically, you pay $8 and you can make any account you want, even one that very closely resembles a very famous and wealthy companies such as Eli Lilly and Co., which makes insulin. And so there are a number of examples of this. This first one I have is someone started a fake Eli Lilly account that looks very real and tweeted out, "We are excited to announce that insulin is free now." And
awesome.
It ended up cutting an estimated $15 billion out of the company's market cap.
Now, the important thing to really take out of this is that it wasn't possible until Elon Musk made this $8 verification system.
Yeah. The way I have it...
Not to this extent, really. Like, you couldn't get that blue checkmark without it.
Now that's funny.
It is. Awesome, I almost wish he would have taken it further. But it turns out when anyone can verify a profile by simply paying $8, anyone can verify a profile by simply paying $8.
So that's what's stupid about. So it's not a bad monetization, but, like, shouldn't you verify them? Shouldn't that be part of the process?
You would think they would be able to just with the like the payment information, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole point. I thought it was like a KYC system, right? You know, like, but.
You
apparently
would think so.
Happened.
I mean, that's what would
apparently
make
the
sense.
Shekels came first, and the verification came later.
What's KYC?
Know your customer. It's a term in finance. Okay. Yeah, you
right. Yeah.
So it tanked their shares from $368 a share to $346 a share, and of course you would expect some rebound. But as of the time of publication for this article I have on it, it had not recovered. A weekend later, so I don't know. I almost wonder if people are like, "Hey, yeah, why isn't it free?" You know what I mean?
To me, I'm very concerned that Elon Musk is like the New World Order globalist poster boy for everything. I mean, it seems like with full self-driving and with the Starship becoming a commercial airline and with Starlink, he's setting up a control grid for the entire planet where he's going to not only control all of the data on the planet, but also control all of transportation. So, I mean, this guy's evil to the core from where I'm sitting. I mean, I used to be a big fan back before I got red-pilled, but now I think he's got to be. Yeah, I think he's got to be.
Maniacal? Yes. Evil?
Yeah, I don't think so either. Although I did think it was funny that he chose to go to his big Halloween party as literally like the devil. You saw his costume.
So, Ryan, I just wanted to make a counterpoint. Like, he's not going to win the EV war, right? He just started it. You know, like.
Well, the issue is the licensing of the full self-driving. Whoever gets full self-driving first, which is a very hard problem to solve. Whoever gets it first, everybody else is just going to license it from them. So he's basically going to own a software chain for every car manufacturer on the planet.
I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily true. The Chinese are going to steal it from us, for starters. Right?
Plus, no, that's why
isn't Elon a big
Tesla
open source guy? Like, didn't he open source a lot of his patents?
No, not at all. In fact,
yes, he did.
When they asked him about open sourcing full self-driving at a Neuralink conference, somebody in the audience actually got a chance to ask him about that. And at that time, he was literally the richest man on the planet. And he's like, well, how would I be able to afford to pay my engineers?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Also, I just want to add that Elon Musk can't be truly all that evil because the Reddit hive mind hates him now. So
I just looked this up. He did open source a bunch of Tesla software. So there is.
Yeah, if it's not critical AI, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
If you see any of the YouTubers who've done any work on Teslas, then you'd know how incredibly difficult Elon's companies are to work with. If you need anything, if you need something repaired, if you want to order an extra part, they're just not available.
Awful.
Yeah, so much for
you can't
his...
do it yourself. It's almost impossible, right?
Yeah,
the cars have been that way for a long time, though.
That's right. So I mean, it's just lip service. It's just lip service.
He's taking that Apple model of the walled garden and bringing it into actual hardware with the cars. So
and
I mean, it's
yes, I agree.
Super
That's
diabolical.
One thing I do not like about it at all. I'm with you. It's a Mac. It's not a PC. Definitely.
Wouldn't that be the case for all EVs though? To some degree, probably to a large degree.
Well, as long as other EVs exist, that's why I'm less scared about what Rye's talking about, you know, because like they'll make cheaper versions of like, Honda would make a cheaper Tesla than Tesla ever could, you know.
You know, on the topic of him, you know, being difficult to work with, there's also him being difficult to work for. I don't know if you guys saw this this ultimatum that he gave to.
Or
all
you
the,
mean to continue working for?
to all the Twitter employees that are left. He's like. Sign this pledge that says you're going to be ultra hardcore or you're fired in 3 months or something to that effect. You know, I'm thinking now that's why there was so much screeching and kvetching when he bought Twitter, not because they hated Elon Musk himself. It's because it's known in the tech world that he works the dog shit out of people. And they knew like, you know, the pool tables and this fireman pole and all this shit.
Yeah, the massages and group therapy.
Yeah.
It was so much more immediate than that. It was literally you had to click OK or click yes by 5 p.m. the next day or you'd get a 3 month severage.
Did it have a big picture of like one of those sand time things like counting down? Like an hourglass?
That would be awesome.
You could only think it would.
I mean, it's a really good, say what you want, it's a good tactic to get rid of people quickly.
Yeah, shake out the paper hands, cast off the dead weight. Why not? I mean.
No, I don't know. You said something along the lines, I'm sort of repeating what you said, Dangus, is that top.
You would never do that, Grade Rat.
Top performance is only mediocre performance or something like that.
That sounds like something.
I need 110%.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised you guys are still drinking the Kool-Aid. I think he's probably right up there with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates.
I don't worship the fucking guy, but I feel like he's a mixed bag. You know what I mean? Some things he does, I think, are beneficial. Other things, I think, are tragic. You know,
I think his broadest overall overarching goal is generally altruistic. It's just his means are pretty questionable in some areas.
I have to disagree. I think he's the same as Trump. He's working for the World Economic Forum, and he's putting up this poster boy image like, oh, yeah, I'm like this playboy, billionaire, fun little troll guy on Twitter. But in reality, he's part and parcel of the whole system that they're trying to implement with the central bank digital currency, social credit score.
I can't deny that, right? I mean, there's no way of me knowing.
Show us on the doll where Elon touched you, Rye.
I mean, like, you're probably right. I mean, like
he touched me on PayPal.
He probably should be added to the list of people in your video. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't argue with that.
He is. I've even got a little.
Oh, you're right. He is in there. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I can see how he does build up that image, though, because, you know, he's very dependent on government subsidies. He's very well connected. He's the richest guy in the world now. So those are all sort of downsides when you're trying to decide what to make of the guy. But you know, I wouldn't panic just yet. That's just me, though.
He's a threat. I'll give you that, Rye. Like, I got to keep an eye on him.
So the next example, I only have two. We're not going to do a huge list of these. But another one that got teabagged pretty hard is Lockheed Martin. A verified account by the name of Lockheed Martini tweeted out, "We will begin halting all weapons sales to Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States until further investigation into their record of human rights abuses."
So, ooh, I didn't see that one. That was
if
spicy.
You miss that extra I, it's easy to miss. What do we got here? Its stock, which closed Thursday at $4.90 a share, not far from the company's 52-week high, had fallen to a closing price of $4.63 on Friday. And that is $7 billion of lost value. Whoops! Because
it couldn't have happened to a sweller corporation.
What's that?
It couldn't have happened to a sweller corporation.
Yeah, totally agree on that one. And it also sounds like one of these woke, turning a new leaf things that companies have been doing recently. So it's kind of believable.
That's true.
It's believable to the tune of $7 billion, evidently.
Yeah, but that's still only like less than 10% of their value. So.
I know, Gray Dragon. It's just a funny troll.
It's also great that it trolls like so many entities. You know, like there's like a whole industry of trading that just reacts to like headlines, right? Like, you know, like with the algorithms, and those algorithms got completely fucking trolled, right?
Yeah, it just goes to show that people only like they don't even read the name that it came from. Lockheed Martini.
Such a guy. I wish I thought of that. I'm kind of jealous I didn't do that to somebody.
And then I think they removed the entire blue verification $8 thing completely, didn't they, at this point?
Yeah, I mean, which is funny because they like struggled to release it in like 2 weeks or less or something.
Yeah, and another thing with the Eli Lilly thing, apparently, obviously they immediately tried to get in touch with Twitter and get it taken down and all this different stuff. And they just left him on red because so many people got cut from Twitter. There was like no one to answer the phone. So it stayed up long enough to do all that damage.
The funniest thing is he tried to mitigate some of the damage with that gray check mark thing, but that was also poorly thought out too. So like he had to immediately scrub that too. It's pretty clear that there was a lot of incompetence going on. So you can't necessarily assume it was malice.
I mean, the fact that they didn't verified accounts, that's the failure to me.
It's right there in the name, damn it.
Yeah, I mean, you really can boil it down to that. That's a mistake. All this like gray check shit was just like a overnight mitigation that was like, a really bad idea, as you were saying, Roy.
All right. Well, we've got a lot more in here still.
And yet you guys still believe he's this hyper genius good guy.
No, we didn't say that. We did not say that.
Yeah, all we're saying is that I don't think he's Satan. Okay, that's... You say Satan, I say slightly greater than Satan. That's where we're at now.
I don't buy into the spiritual element to it. I think that's kind of getting into schizo land.
I'm just saying he's in the running between. I mean, and I'm not necessarily saying I believe the spiritual thing or biblical or whatever. I'm kind of an atheist, but he's in the running between Bezos and Gates and Klaus Schwab and all these guys. He's on that list for me.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's in the same category in some ways, but in other ways, not, I guess, is where I land on it.
To pull up the spiritual side, I don't think he's like somebody notable.
Well, he's an authority, so we're good now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what else do you guys want to hit here? We got I feel like we probably need to hit some of the midterm stuff just because, you know, there are going to be consequences to that.
Yeah, it's fresh in my memory, too. I got to talk about it now or never.
So were there any among you fellas, were there any red wave true believers? I kind of thought it was going to happen.
I expected a red wavier than what happened, for sure.
First of all, as an IT specialist, I know that if it's on a computer, you can't really trust or verify it. So, I mean, there's no question that our elections have been completely rigged since they implemented any kind of voting machine at all. And so it's really and they completely rigged the election in 2020. So why would anybody assume that they weren't just going to rig this one too?
Yeah, especially since the Democrats were in power ever since they rigged it. So why would anything change?
Yeah. And to me, this boils down to like a lot of people think Trump ruined it for everybody. I'm of the camp where it's all about the ballot harvesting and the ballot system. You know, it's like if it's a mail-in votes. To me, if the mail-in votes exist, the Republic Hucks will basically never seize power again, from my perspective. Unless they change strategies and how they actually do elections.
And it's not like it's this complicated thing. You have hand-counted paper ballots at the local high school. I mean, why do we need a computer? Why does it have to be owned by Dominion? Why is there a backdoor online to...
But do you think the Dominion computers are worse than the mail-in ballots? To me, I think the mail-in ballots are the biggest problem.
I mean, they're both completely wrong and unconstitutional, by the way. But the simple fact is, as soon as you put a backdoor on a computer system that's connected to the internet anywhere in the world, no matter how good your security is, it's going to fail.
I'm with you. Because the computer is completely proprietary, like no one can see the code. No one really knows when the code's modified. It's a complete sham. The whole thing has been a fucking sham since day one.
I would say the worst, those are definitely legitimate and a problem. I think the worst problem is corrupt-ass poll workers. Check this clip out.
...to allow representatives and poll what?
I'm going to send it to Bill.
So for audio people, there is a poll worker who is filling out blank ballots on camera in plain view.
And she's still
not admissible in the courts.
Huh? Was that this time or last time?
Yes.
I think it was this time.
Fill in our six blanks.
I think you're probably right when you say yes. It was probably both times.
On each one. One.
Well, yeah.
Two.
Speaking of elections,
there's one thing at the end of the clip that I want us to see here. It's almost over.
Four.
Look who's about to walk into camera left over here. Oh, there he is.
Six. And there's a security guard right there who's watching her. The cops are in on it. Disgusting.
And just look at that guy. That guy's obviously like super cucked, right? I mean, he looks like he's totally a simp for some total Karen.
Right, he was oblivious to high hell, or he was in on it somehow.
I'm gonna play a Karen angle. So they're making adjustments to ballots that had errors that they called in and got, I don't know, something like that.
There was an issue with that specifically in Pennsylvania where there was a Supreme Court ruling where if a ballot was incorrectly dated, it was not admissible or it had to at the very least be put off to the side. But what the Democrats immediately started doing, of course, was calling people back in to quote unquote fix their ballots. And it looks like maybe they just fixed a few of them themselves.
Yeah.
Speaking of election, let me just ask you four guys here. Should I crack a beer or where are we at on this?
I'm on whiskey too.
I don't drink during the show except for that one time.
He'll be back.
Yeah, that comes later. And how about fucking Federgrug got elected? Jeez, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, that's why it's really hard for me. Like, I really try to downplay the election fraud thing just to like make sure I'm not biasing my thinking, you know? I'm like, okay, let's just pretend it doesn't exist. Let's say there is no election fraud, right? Then it's still a weird outcome, right?
Well, I actually have a take. I think I know at least in part what happened. You remember how they were delaying the debate, pushing it off. And if you recall, after the debate, political journalists, people whose job it is to be up on this shit, were like, oh, my God, I had no idea it was this bad. And that being the case, you can bet that the general public had no idea it was that bad, other than people who follow this like us. And so what happened was enough people voted early before the debate who didn't realize what a train wreck it was that was enough to tip it.
Yeah, I'm saying elections are run entirely differently now, right?
Or even better, I mean, look at Katie Hobbs never even debated Kerry.
That's what I was about to say. It's like basically like the debate is not even helpful anymore, right? You just establish some sort of loose platform early, get the mail-in votes, right? And that's basically what you're riding.
I mean, in Fetterman's case, though, like that definitely, if people had seen that in time, I think it really would have changed minds.
I mean, you're saying the people didn't see the debate?
Most people are not terribly aware of exactly the public opinion on that either. Like here in Arizona, in order for Hobbs to win the way she did, there had to have been an 18-point swing that had to have happened in the last, you know, 14 days. Like, it's some ludicrous
number. I mean, according to the polls, you're saying?
According to what their reporting would have been.
Yeah.
And the general sentiment here is not that she is a popular person. She's not. I mean, the fact that she's already in office and she was in control of the elections, she already was not a popular person. I mean, I don't know anybody that would be voting for her.
I love that too. She's in charge of the election.
The Arizona. So there was also an election for treasurer of Arizona. And tell me how this makes any fucking sense. The Republican treasurer who ran won by a huge margin, 260,000 votes. But then the governor lost. So are you telling me people voted Republican for the treasurer and then Democrat for the governor?
The only election I'm upset about besides the Fetterman one is that one. Like, I can't believe Carrie Lake lost. Like, I mean,
that just doesn't make any sense that someone would vote Republican treasurer, Democrat governor. Like, but no also one's just
look at the personalities between the two of them, right? Like, the argument against Carrie Lake that I've heard is that she's like, you know, Trump Jan Sixer. Is that enough? You think for her to lose that election? I don't know. It's a tough sell.
It's clearly rigged. Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, how long did it take them to finally sort this shit out? Over a week, right?
Yeah, and it's like, what, 0.6% or something? It's such a small amount.
Yeah, it's absolutely rigged. I mean, when you have third world countries, like you have India, I would just say a third world country, when they can count their entire vote in a day.
Hey, superpower by 2020, totally. Bro.
Pooper power what?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. Go on.
Yeah, but the idea is that we can't count all of our ballots within one day. That's just, it's ludicrous.
And it's the same county that had problems before, right? That's what makes it even funnier.
The absurdity of the whole thing. I mean, so somebody wouldn't debate. She's already unpopular. I mean,
Biden 2.0, right?
Yeah, totally Biden 2.0. And not only that, but Katie Hobbs has like 300 followers on Instagram and Carrie Lake had like 300,000 followers on Instagram. And you're going to tell me somehow, I mean, the whole thing is just so obvious.
Well, that wouldn't be enough for me because like Carrie Lake was in, you know, like a newscaster, right? So like, she's going to be more popular, but the difference to me is Katie Hobbs is just generally awful. Like, I don't think anyone actually likes her that much, right? She's just not a particularly great candidate. Yeah,
it's actually that because myself, I didn't feel like I had, you know, much care about it in the first place because of the ridiculousness of having just two women, you know, running for the leadership. Point. It's stupid.
And they were both like short hair, let me speak to the manager types too.
Yeah, we're talking about the lesser evils, obviously. You know, it's always
RIP to Grey Drag.
Thank you for bringing that up because I've always hated Carrie Lake's haircut.
Yeah, it's like I forgot that bitch's
suburban
name.
Suburban Mom.
I was gonna say I forgot. That half black actress that was really popular about 10 years ago.
She's trying to be like a boss bitch image and it's like, ugh, it's gross.
Yeah, she uses terms like big dick energy and shit. She's trying to appeal to consumers.
Does she really?
Yeah, she does. She said it in Crowder. God. She said Trump has BDE. That's what I think she said.
Well, you're wondering what some of the consequences of the Democrats more or less retaining power, why don't we hear it from good old Kike Schumer himself?
Please.
Now more than ever, we're short of workers. We have a population that is not reproducing it on its own with the same level that it used to.
I wonder why, Kike.
The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, the dreamers, and all of them.
Infuriated
by this. Our ultimate goal is to help the dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many.
However many.
There are here.
However many.
However many. It doesn't matter how many, Goyim. All of them. However many that is. Oh.
As many as it takes to replace you.
What a fucking Jew.
The only debate really here is who's worse, Schumer, Pelosi, Feinstein. I mean, they're all so horrible. Like, that's really the only debate.
No, it's not. I mean, they're all just, they're cumulative. They just add to the problem. You know, I wouldn't even say that arguing about who's worse than who. They're all just atrocious. They're destructive to our country. Well, destructive to whites, I should say.
It's okay because
they're destructive to the reality of all humankind. I mean, it's just absolute garbage.
It's fine because look, Mitch McConnell got reelected as Senate Minority Leader. Okay, so he's going to fix all our problems.
Well, there's a lot of strife. There's a lot of conflict. There's a lot of contests. And shit talking is becoming more advanced. Check it out.
What's the name of the VR company owned by the Lizard Man?
It's Meta, Hellboy.
Meta mis huevos en tu boca.
Did you just speak enchantment table?
It's Spanish for put these nuts in your mouth.
I don't speak Taco Bell, skull fucker.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
I think I missed the point of it. Someone summarize for me.
At the end there, it clearly said that God hath forsaken us. So you need to repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I brought that one just for you, bro.
Yeah, that would be your take.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're true to form.
So that's kind of most of the dry political stuff, thank God. To balance out all the.
Oh, wait, man. Hold on. Before you're going to still talk. I didn't want to close this topic because I wanted to just.
Oh, yeah, go ahead then.
There's a couple interesting things about it in the Republican Party and how it's splitting up, right? Or has split up or has been split up, right? That you have, some minority Trump supporters, but it seems like in general, Republican Party is doing everything to like ruin itself so Trump is not electable, right? I mean, that seems to be a part that might have even been why they lost the midterm elections. It's just to make sure Trump wasn't electable.
Yeah, they still hate his guts for some reason. I couldn't tell you why. It sounded like he got a lot done.
Yeah, so we're going from Zion Don to Zion Ron, and it seems to be granted by both sides. Like, there's even the Republicans are really willing to kill themselves just to have that happen.
You said it, Zion Don versus Zion Ron. That's exactly it. And that's both parties, though. I mean, really. And the other thing is, I did want to bring up one more thing about the election before we move on. When you're talking about the Fetterman Oz one, that's in Pennsylvania, right? Pennsylvania is the state that's the swing state that ruined the election in 2020. It's the state that has the most corruption. It's the state where there was a semi truck driver bringing ballots from New York that were already completed. I mean, for any national election to matter based on the results in Pennsylvania, you already know it's ruined.
Pennsylvania also elected a dead man.
Literally. I think
over in Allegheny County, some guy named Tony DeLuca was reelected, and he had been dead for over a month.
Yeah, and it's like based on a technicality, I guess.
So, but it goes to show you that voters are so uninformed that they didn't fucking know this guy was dead, and they still like checked his name off in the ballot.
I mean, to be honest, I would do the same for the Republican side. So, I mean, I can only blame them so much for that.
Yeah, if we could elect all dead people, we'd be way better off than these.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Anarcho-capitalism, where it's at.
I think it so perfectly proves the point that people are not fucking paying attention at all.
Yeah, it's R&D. If you're lucky, it's R&D.
I think they're already ahead of you. You just don't realize it. That's the reason why they've put the corporations, the corporations in head, because they are the dead speaking.
And what you're saying relates back to something else. I didn't get a chance to say it with reference to people not paying attention. You expect the debates to do stuff. People don't watch the debates. The vast majority, they look for a summary for their highlights from their echo chamber. For example, with the Fetterman Oz, I saw some lady, I don't even remember who she was, maintaining that during the debate, he spoke eloquently and articulately.
Well, I disagree. I can tell you from people I know in real life that, like, being in Pennsylvania, like, a lot of people watched who normally probably wouldn't have bothered.
I mean, people watched.
They all had the same reaction. They were like, holy shit, I didn't realize it was that bad.
Maybe that was part of having us separated from each other for the last 2 years is to make the stupid even stupider and just desperate for some sort of attention or for some sort of approval.
Maybe he legitimately won. I mean, people love movies with retards, Forrest Gump, Rain Man, and now we got a new one, you know?
That's how they played him. They played him as like, oh, he's trying so hard.
Yeah, like a comeback kid. Yeah. So one thing I forgot to mention about the elections is it was largely carried where it was carried for the Democrats. It was carried for them by the Zoomers. And I have this really funny clip of this Zoomer chick who she's a young chick in Chicago. And so you can kind of guess who she voted for. And she gets a little bit of an instant reality check here. Check it out.
So I just voted for the first time as a Chicago resident.
I bet she has a pumpkin spice latte in one of her hands.
She most certainly does. But yeah, oops, bitch. You're stuck with that now. Whatever that was. I think it sounded like gunshots and maybe a car accident.
As
sure.
As T-Law comment thread said, she didn't pull that together. She doesn't make a connection.
I don't know. We can only hope that maybe
it sounded
she
like
does.
A car accident to me, but
yeah, but I'm saying she's not gonna like ever relate. She could see like two niggers murder each other on the street and she would still vote Democrat, right?
So right. Those two never make the connection in her mind.
Yeah.
It's Chicago, so I mean chances are it was gunshots, but who knows?
it's fair. Yeah,
to
more
me, it kind of sounded like both, like a crash and then a shot. I'm not sure of that, but yeah. Thanks a lot, Zoomers. And it's right. Funny that they voted so overwhelmingly for Democrats because they just got fucked out of their student loan forgiveness thing.
That's awesome.
Unconstitutional. So yoink.
But I think Biden was already pulling out of that even before that happened. Like he was already like reneging.
He has never actually wanted to do that. And if you remember, he said during his campaign that he was not going to do it. So I think this was all a bit of a dog and pony show.
Yeah, like the whole fucking thing is with the clown.
Yeah.
Or not him, but his cabinet.
And speaking of, as late as it was, at least I have just paid off my student loans.
Nice.
As of Tuesday. Yeah.
So. Well, now we're ready.
Get ready for your credit score to literally go down once you close your loan, because that's the way it works.
praise that? Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
No, that's not how it works.
That's exactly how it works, Gray Drag. I went through this process.
I've screwed over companies, and my credit score is almost maximum. 850 is the max.
You can always just open up another credit line.
When you close a large credit line like that, like a your student loan, it tanks your credit score for a while.
Oh, really?
Right. Yes. It's the dumbest fucking thing, but I guess it's because, I don't know why exactly. Maybe you know a little bit better than I do, Vote Mage.
Home loan, right. Car loan, any big loan you close, that's a line of credit that's not on your record anymore. And that's, you lose points.
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's like, they measure your credit worthiness by how much you can handle a large loan. And if you don't have a large loan anymore, it means that.
Which makes no sense because it shows that you satisfied the loan.
Well, it means that they need a more sophisticated system for measuring your credit. That's what you're really saying.
Gray Drag, are you suggesting that the Jews do things which are unfair?
My fault. I didn't even think
finance.
Fair point.
I mean, it is interesting because they do want to make as much money as possible. So you think they'd have a better metric for that? So it does make me wonder.
Yeah. So
maybe that's what the ESG is there for, huh?
Oh God, I don't want to talk about that.
So I don't either. But why don't we get into some kind of funny stuff, some sort of lighthearted stuff to round it out. I have kind of some clips here on, seems like the pendulum is kind of still swinging towards some fairly base stuff. We got the Dave Chappelle thing. I don't know if you guys caught that. Like I never watch SNL, but, there is this bit where to me, it seems like it's part of this broader effort to kind of make the Kanye Jew naming thing like into a joke. And so they brought Chappelle out to do his bit. Where he did name the Jew in a number of ways.
I think it's worse than what you're saying, but play the clip first.
Yeah, so here's a little bit of a mashup of, I guess, what you could say are the best parts. So here we go with this shit.
Is this a rule? The rules of perception. If they're black, then it's a gang. If they're Italian, it's a mob. But if they're Jewish, it's a coincidence, and you should never speak about it. Why? I know the Jewish people have been through terrible things all over the world, but you can't blame that on black Americans. You just can't. You know what I mean? Thanks for the one person that said me.
Great, Jack. Were you at that?
You should just post a link to Shameless List and y'all write your own captions.
No.
I thought that was you.
Well, I've been to Hollywood. Don't want y'all to get mad at me. I'm just telling you, I've been to Hollywood. This was just what I saw. It's a lot of juice. Like a lot. But that didn't mean anything. You know what I mean? There's a lot of black people in Ferguson, Missouri. That means we run the place.
Yeah, it does.
I could see if you had some kind of issue. You know what I mean? You might go out to Hollywood and you might start connecting some kind of lines and you could maybe adopt the delusion that the Jews run show business. It's not a crazy thing to think. But it's a crazy thing to say out loud in a climate like this. It shouldn't be this scary to talk about anything. It's making my job incredibly difficult. And to be honest with you, I'm getting sick of talking to a crowd like this. I love you to death. And I thank you for your support. And I hope they don't take anything away from me. Whoever they are.
So, you know, it's not exactly super hard-hitting stuff, but it's more than they would have let him get away with. The rumor is that he actually did a fake rehearsal with completely different material and to slip this one in, which I think is pretty funny if true.
Yeah, he's swapped in. He was attacking one of these Saturday Night Live writers or something like that in his rehearsal, and then he swapped in the juice skit for that skit.
Which it's pretty fucking funny. He didn't really make much of an overall point, but you can tell that there was a lot of oy-veying in the background.
He made exceptional points, and he just does an exceptional job of covering his ass with the thing of saying, you know, the Jews run Hollywood. But that doesn't mean anything. So he's extremely intelligent in how he presents.
It's very slippery. Yeah. This is key. Yeah. But my feeling about it though is like I feel like it's turning it. I mean, I guess this is progress, but it's turning from like you can't talk about the Jews to now you can talk about it, but it's okay that they're in positions of power.
Yes, you know? I totally agree. I think they are softening it down. They're making it into like a vanilla joke. That's like, oh, of course they run Hollywood.
Well, that's the only way you're going to get the initial message out. So if that is the end goal, that's fine. At least people. It's better than people just being completely oblivious to it.
It is, but I think this is a carefully controlled bending of the narrative because they know the cat's out of the bag now. They can't just say it's not true. So what they're trying to do is soften it down, make it common knowledge, make it into a joke, and be like, oh, yeah, they control Hollywood, but yeah, whatever, you know, big deal.
No, it's always been common knowledge, but now it's like Chappelle said it, so and Kanye said it, so now it's okay for it. Just acknowledge it more.
I still think an awful lot of people are aware what the true deal is, and their voices are just silenced by the Jewish media.
Does he drive a Tesla? Because I bet he hits a power pole at 200 miles an hour.
Yeah, I saw a video earlier today of some Tesla in, I think, China, of course, that was trying to self-park, and instead it took off like a rocket down the road and killed like three people. Oops.
I watched that video too. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think it is just someone spazzed out.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a self-parking backstory to that. I didn't hear that.
Oh, a lot of regular cars can.
He pulled over first for a moment behind some motor or someone on a scooter or something like that, and then all of a sudden, his car just starts taking off and flying through.
Yeah, there's a buffer overflow. It just went.
Right. Yeah, right. It went from 255 to -1.
That just kind of makes me want to look for the newest, lowest mileage manual vehicle I can find.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to pay too much for it.
Yeah.
But it is cool that the pendulum is, I guess you could say, starting to swing into some more base stuff. I found this re-release of Star Wars that they're working on, which I thought was pretty good.
Say the N-word, I must.
You can't say that word, Yoda.
Yes, I can. You and me.
That I don't like Star Wars, but I would watch that.
I would totally watch that too.
They should make an entire, someone should do an entire 2-hour sequence with that as a theme.
And I came across in my travels on the internet here, a big mashup of the Young Turks. They seem to really enjoy saying that certain word. We don't have to listen to this whole thing, but
that's only when they can actually run, because sometimes they run out of electricity in LA.
Yeah, I heard about that. Well, here they are all fired up saying their favorite word.
Niggerland.
What? Hey, nigger!
Let's go hang some niggers.
He doesn't acknowledge what a nigger he is.
Literally, as I said in the beginning, shoot the nigger.
I hate niggers, that is all.
By hating all the niggers.
It's actually going to give you a short trial before we hang your nigger ass.
It is called niggerhead.
I get a little of that lazy nigger. Where we just pick any nigger we liked and said, that's our boy.
I want to know why you think you can coach these niggers.
The old nigger in the yellow jersey.
It's the niggers he doesn't like.
Niggers.
There's a nice retreat up there. I go the niggerhead.
It's awesome that it's called niggerhead.
You got to say it.
Nigger Hill Cemetery. Nigger. I apologize. I know these are like difficult words to hear, but words like nigger and fag. Nigger. You niggers are why I lost my job.
He only shot a nigger. Run, nigger, run.
Nigger.
Nigger this or nigger that. Okay, so they're like, all right, you cover that Jerry Rice looking nigger.
Whatever. Nigger.
Oh, man. Even just a minute of that is food for the soul.
When he says it, it's pretty natural. You know, like it
just flows off his tongue.
Yeah, the chick can barely get it out, but Chunk himself is, man, that's like an old hat.
Those people have to be the worst people in our entire media. I mean, I'd put them up with like The View.
Are they taken seriously anymore?
Meanwhile, there's like some leftist group like us doing a podcast, and they're saying the Young Turks are enemies within us. They're trying to lighten up the word nigger.
And I found apparently there's an Oblivion mod, which, I don't know, it's sounding pretty bass. What do you guys think?
Hey, you. Yes, you.
I know what you think. You think I'm the blackest gorilla nigger you've ever seen in Cyrodiil. And that's true. But do you know what really concerns me? There are so many watermelons in Cyrodiil, but no chicken at all. As a nigger, what am I supposed to do without chicken? I think Todd Howard's is racist and she. My dick, George Floyd didn't do nothing. Now give me your septum's white boy.
Yeah, I mean, I would play that.
I knew the mod community existed for a reason.
If you thought my video was censored, man, that clip could definitely be censored.
Yeah, they'll get us someday, but
no. See,
yet.
We're playing someone else's thing, so it gives us like a level of indirection that you didn't have.
Yes, this is just creative commentary. That's all.
Yeah, we're talking about how awful that was. That was awful.
Not. Well, I agree. That was awful. Nobody should be wasting their life playing video games. What a bunch of faggots.
The only other thing I have in terms of prep, I mean, we skipped over a couple things, but I did watch the second trial day of the Waukesha Grounds nigger. You all remember him. He got 1,050 years and 6 life sentences with no possibility of parole. Based.
Good.
That was good news of my day.
I'd rather have him be killed.
I wanted to mention Star Wars again just for a minute because it's interesting.
Nerd. Most people,
I'm a nerd. It's true. True story. But, I mean, for one thing, the funniest thing that I've seen with Star Wars is called the Vader Sessions. Did you guys ever see that one?
No, I haven't.
So it's they took the scenes with Darth Vader out of like 3 or 4 of the movies and replaced the dialogue with other James Earl Jones films. So and it's absolutely hilarious, but you can't watch it anymore because it's been censored because Disney owns the copyright or whatever. So, I mean, once again, censorship is like absolutely out of control now. This is like you can't even do a parody of Star Wars.
Wouldn't that be fair use or whatever the hell?
You would think so, but I dare you to go on YouTube and try to find the original Vader sessions. Now they just have a screenshot of Darth Vader, whereas before they actually showed the video clips from the movie And it was actually really hilarious because some of the videos were James Earl Jones. He's like, "Daddy's going on a date. He's gonna have a real good time."
That sounds mildly amusing. I'll give you that.
Yeah, it just goes to stack upon what's been going on, which is that regulation has been captured and it's strangling the market.
It's not just regulation. It's also the fact that these tools are difficult to build. I mean, all the technical issues I've seen with BitChute and Rumble over the last, 2 years while I had to migrate away from YouTube because I didn't want them to like remove my account, which they did anyway. The funniest part about my YouTube account removal is like they went back in time to find a video that I made 3 years ago and then removed it based on a policy that was written like a year ago.
Oh, yeah. People are still getting fired over tweets they wrote when, over 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
I mean, it might not even be YouTube, though. It could just be some, like, vigilante that lets YouTube
It could
know.
Be a Discord tranny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are...
I never really had a public persona out there.
Yeah, that's probably for the better. We're at an hour and a half. Do people want to start thinking about closers? You got anything else, Vote Mage?
Well, given the prep we skipped, that was worth it, or...
I looked through. We did a pretty good job. We hit almost everything. There is one video that I'm going to play as an outro. Other than that, we got most of it. Okay. I did think this crab battle between PETA and Old Bay is pretty funny. Check the show notes for that, listeners. I should mention all of the links and articles and clips and everything are in the show notes. So make sure to check those out. Those are always posted with the video on Rumble.
We didn't talk about the last video I had censored on Rumble, which is like the whole reason I even moved to Rumble was so I could do stuff without being censored. And I did a follow-up video where I talked carefully about like each one of their policies and tried to square why my video got...
And you thought that was going to work? Come on, man.
Wait, there's a video of that? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I did a follow-up video where I talked about the email that I got from them, the strike that was supposedly on my account, but now there is no strike on my account, but yet the video is still not, it's still removed. It's very suspicious the way the whole thing went down.
I definitely want you, I want to follow up with you on that because I think we're at some point we're going to run into the same problem.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But not the Young Turks. They can still be on the air saying the N-word all day.
Saying nigger, yeah.
Well, they're only using it ironically. By the way, they don't say kike. Notice that?
Yeah. Well, at least no one's made a mashup of it yet. But they probably don't say it at all. I would be surprised if they said it.
They might say the Jews when they're quoting somebody. I could see that, but that would just be as far as it
goes. I can tell you for a fact, I'm not going to go watch the Young Turks to find out. Sorry.
I can't do it either.
Do you get hazard pay for that?
Yeah. Should. Yeah, we don't get any pay, but if we did, probably. Anybody else got a closer they want to do?
Just show part of the Beethoven video because I spent a lot of time editing that and it was very upsetting that it got removed and maybe we've got that protection layer,
I don't have that. I actually have a different video I'm going to play as an outro, but I mean, you made a post about it. It got a lot of traction, so.
Yeah, that's true. On Vote, anyway. Can I just say how much I love the Vote community? I mean, the responses and the comments and everything, it's like, I know that there's a lot of bad actors coming in there and probably a lot of deep state, whatever, trying to screw it up, but it's still fantastic.
Pandering to the crowd, to the audience.
Yeah, knock it off. We hate y'all, you faggots. Why don't you go die already?
I mean, well, it's funny. You say to the crowd, but like, Trumpman was supposed to be here. I don't know where the fuck he is, but
Trumpman
are both banned. They're both banned from
Dangus, you're banned off Vote?
I've been banned for a long time. Yeah,
20 accounts. Banned.
I've been banned about 20 of all accounts have been banned too.
Why did you get banned?
Because I was picking on Bloomin' too hard, and it made System get his panties in a bunch.
Well, you picked on System, the site.
Well, System himself too, and I was using multiple accounts to do various things, which are
he was doing vote manipulation. You also, am I allowed to say the one thing you did where you did something for Trump, man? Just leave that one out.
I mean, from time to time, I will give people accounts who want them.
And I don't think that's illegal.
It gets traced back to me. That's not even illegal. What the fuck ever? Who cares?
There's no rule against making a cow for somebody else.
Reminder that System is a big, fat, sloppy pussy who will not come on the show because he's a bitch.
I forget who I said it to, but I was going to give Dangus my Grey Dragon account.
Which I turned you down because that was a dumb, drunk idea that you had.
That's right. It was you. I was like, here, I'll just give you the...
You shouldn't be doing that, Grey.
I have a real problem with Blumen because he puts up some really good stuff and he even puts up some really good comments, but it is clear that he's some kind of deviant.
Exactly. I feel exactly.
Yeah, but we're That's not going to go into the whole Blumen thing again. We are out of time, boys. Anybody got any other kind of a quick closer they want to do? Otherwise, I'm going to roll this outro video.
Go for it. I just love all of you nigger faggots.
Right back at you, bro.
Cheers. Agreed.
All good right. to talk with you, Ryan.
Are we all in agreement?
On some things. Grounds.